Congressman Anthony Brindisi is a first-term Democrat from New York's 22nd Congressional District. Congressman, what happened to those infrastructure talks between the Democrats and the White House?
Well, it isn't dead yet, I'll say that. And I can tell you that the Speaker has briefed our caucus that there are still talks that are happening despite what has publicly been reported of the big blow up between the president and the speaker and Chuck Schumer. I can say behind the scenes there are still some conversations that are happening on infrastructure, and it's something that I'm still pushing for in the House of Representatives, because as we drive around our area, we know the infrastructure certainly needs to be updated, whether it's our roads or bridges, our water systems. We're having awful problems with water quality all around the state, whether it's rural broadband and expanding high-speed internet into rural areas. We need an infrastructure package nationwide, and we have to continue to push forward with this and hopefully come to an agreement with the president.
I'm sorry. I know you got lots of Republicans in your district as well as Democrats, and I know that you're, you know, a balanced guy, but do you trust this president on anything?
Well, I always, as Ronald, what was the old Ronald Reagan saying? Trust but verify. You know, I think we have to trust but verify. And talk is one thing, but again, you gotta back it up with some action. And we haven't seen the action from the president on infrastructure. You would think, being someone with his background, coming from the real estate industry, always talking about building big, beautiful things, that infrastructure would be his number one priority. But it has kind of fallen to the back burner from the president. And, you know, he says he wants to do it. Let's show him that we want to do it as well and call his bluff. And I think we should pass an infrastructure bill here in the House of Representatives one way or the other, and force the Senate to vote on something and force the president to take a position on infrastructure, because I think it will help our economy and it'll help rebuild our nation.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. Everybody talks about the Senate. The Senate would never vote to impeach. Why do it? They just follow along with whatever this president wants, no matter what they said when he was running for president in the first place. So what's the talk in Congress? Is there a sense that anybody would ever do the right thing where this president is concerned? I'll just go on for one more second and tell you that just recently, you know, Lindsey Graham, of all people, called the president up short on a couple of things. And I'm wondering whether there's any sense that it could change.
Yeah, I hope so. I think it's important. As I always said during the campaign, you have to try and put politics and parties aside when you're here and really try and work at issues and get things done. And I always said, look, if the president is going to help the community that I represent, if he's going to put forward policies that support the country and the region in particular that I represent, that I'm going to work with the president, but where he's going to do things that I think are going to harm the country or harm my community, I have to stand up and say something about it. You know, for example, I'm on the Agriculture Committee, and one of the things that I've been pretty vocal as of late is the plans by the administration and the USDA to move research facilities that do a lot of work around climate change out of Washington into the Midwest, which I think is really going to hurt efforts to study this issue and work with farmers on best practices and ways to help reduce emissions. And that's just one example of me speaking out against the president. But again, you know, I think it's important that we not put our parties first, and you just try to look at issue by issue and where you can speak out on an issue, even if it's going against your own party. That's what you should be doing. And I think Republicans should do the same thing. Not be afraid to criticize the president, because at the end of the day, I believe everyone wants checks and balances on who's ever in the White House, whether it's a Democrat or Republican.
You know, you of course, cover Utica and so many other places in the strategic part of New York State. You know, this is a purple district. It could go either way. When you talk to people, forget about the Democrats. I know about them. But the Republicans, is anybody saying to you, I've had about enough?
depends. I think that people are still very supportive of the president in the congressional district I represent. They don't love everything the president does, and I certainly don't love everything the president does. There's things where I will give him credit for, things that I will disagree with him on. But people, I think, what appealed to many folks in this district about the president is that he campaigned on a message of shaking up Washington because it's broken. And that's one thing I think we can all agree on, is that Washington is broken. You have two extremes that don't want to work together too well, and you have a lot of folks on both sides actually who do want to work together. And those are the people that I've tried to find and work with here in Washington and get things done and look for legislation that I can get passed through the House, get passed through the Senate, and ultimately before the president to get signed. So despite partisan bickering that goes on here, it's important for representatives to look for ways to get things done. And I can tell you that there's folks on both sides who represent more of the extremes that don't want to do anything and really just want to have one-party control. I think we have to have a strong two-party system to work together and get things done.
Now, Anthony Brindisi, what happened to your position on impeachment? You were a no on impeachment. Has that changed?
No, it hasn't changed. I think I've read the Mueller report. I think the report is rife with examples of serious and unacceptable attacks by the Russians on our democratic system. You could read examples all over the report about interference by the Russian Internet Research Agency impersonating Americans online so they can coordinate fake political attacks here inside, or fake political rallies here inside the United States, and how other examples of Russian intelligence carried out intrusions into the Clinton campaign accounts and other political accounts. Having said all that, I think that's the area where we need the most focus right now as a result of this report. It's focusing on how we strengthen our election systems. How do we make sure that in 2020 and other elections, people can actually feel secure that their vote matters and their vote counts? We've passed a whole series of election reform bills in the House of Representatives, which the Senate has yet to take up. That's where I think we should really be focusing on right now. And look, as I do town halls across the district, I'm not hearing a lot about impeachment. I'm hearing about how Congress needs to work together to bring down prescription drug costs, to work to support the veterans so they get the benefits they earned, how we can pass an infrastructure package. Those are the areas that I'm certainly focused on, and what I'm hearing from folks as I travel throughout the district I represent.
So the Democrats in your district are, if I'm hearing you correctly, are not like those in Congressman Nadler's district who are gung-ho on impeachment at all costs.
I wouldn't say that. I would say that there are many people throughout the district that do support impeachment and want to move forward with impeachment proceedings. I would say that there's a larger number of people who are interested in not moving forward with impeachment and just want to focus on how we get things done. To me, I don't think impeachment should ever be used for partisan political reasons. It should only be used when there is indisputable evidence of wrongdoing, and it will need to be bipartisan in order for it to move forward. Robert Mueller is going to come testify before the House of Representatives. People will have their chance on the Judiciary Committee to ask him questions. He can respond. I think it's a good thing that he's coming to testify. But having said that, I think we have to really move forward here to try and look at how we get some things done over the next year and a half. That's what people every day in my office are calling for. And what I hear from back home is, we want you to lower our drug costs. We want you to do something to help the plight of our farmers right now. We want you pushing for infrastructure improvements. Those are the things that I hear loud and clear when I attend town hall meetings throughout the district, or when I hear from constituents who call or email our office.
I need a yes or a no. We're out of time, but I need a yes or a no. Can Donald Trump, in your mind, you're an astute politician, win a second term?
Very much, yes. I think he can win a second term. But I think it's if for any Democrat and whoever the nominee is that's going to run against him, what I would recommend to that person is focus on policies and focus on how his policies have hurt areas of the country. That's what they should focus on, not constant attacks against Donald Trump.
Anthony Brindisi, we are delighted that you've come to the Congressional Corner today. And when we come back the next time, I have lots more for you. Okay?
Thank you, Alan.